Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. An Abi Al-Abbas Sahr ibn Sa'd al-Sa'idi radhiyallahu ta'ala anna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam balaghahu anna bani Amr ibn Auf kana bainahum shar. Fa kharaja Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam yuslihu bainahum fi unasin ma'ah. Fa hubisa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wa hanat as-salah. Selanjutnya hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam narrated by Sahal bin Sa'ad al-Sa'idi radiyallahu ta'ala, an incident he mentions that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the news reached him that the Banu Amr bin Auf tribe, there was some dispute amongst them. So there was some argument, some quarreling. In some kitabs, it's mentioned in Ibn Hibban, the hadith kitabs, that it is the people of, they were people of Quba, and there was some serious dispute amongst them to such an extent that they began throwing stones at one another. This reached Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the news reached Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So immediately he emerges, he comes out, yuslihu bainahum, to make a reconciliation, to reconcile between them. Islah, the whole chapter is on Islah, when two parties are disputing, then we should try and reconcile between them. So he took some Sahaba with him and he went. So when he went there, he sat with them to sort out the dispute. In the meantime, he was held back there, he was delayed because he was listening to their matter and sorting out their problem. So he got delayed and it was time for Salah already now in Masjid Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَجَاءَ بِلَالُ إِلَىٰ أَبِي بَكْرٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا فقال يا أبا بكر إن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قد حبس وحانت الصلاة فهل لك أن تؤم الناس بلال رضي الله تعالى عنه. He goes to Abu Bakr رضي الله تعالى عنه. He tells him Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم is delayed. Time is up for salah. Would you kindly perform the salah? Would you be the imam for the people? Another narration is mentioned that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم had told بلال رضي الله تعالى عنه, if I am ever delayed, then tell Abu Bakr Siddiq رضي الله تعالى عنه to perform the salah. From this hadith, we can understand the level, the rank of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, his superiority over the other Sahaba. And the fact that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had indicated to his imamat of being the leader of all the Sahaba, indicating also that after I pass away, that the next person who will be in charge will be none other than Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. There are other indications towards that as well. Nonetheless, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, قال نعم, he says yes, إن شئت, if you wish, if this is your command, I will do so. فأقام بلال الصلاة, بلال radiallahu anhu, he gives the إقامة for الصلاة, وتقدم أبو بكر, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu goes forward, فكبر, he says الله أكبر, وكبر الناس, people behind him, they also say the takbir, and صلاة commenced. While salah commenced, وَجَاءَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَمْشِي فِي الصُّفُوفِ حَتَّى قَامَ فِي الصَّفِّ. At this very moment, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم returned, and he saw that Abu Bakr رضي الله عنه leading the salah, so he didn't mind. So he came in between, walked between the safs, until he stood, and he found an empty space, and he stood in the saf. Sahaba had seen this. فَأَخَذَ النَّاسُ فِي التَّصْفِيقِ. So what they began to do, the Sahaba, they began clapping the hands in this way to alert Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Rasulullah is here. وَكَانَ أَبُو بَكْرٍ لَا يَلْتَفِتُ فِي الصَّلَاةِ. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu happened never to turn around in salah. Remember, this is not right. This is the beginning where all the masail of salah did not come down. Nonetheless, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is deeply concentrating on his salah. He's not even looking what's the matter. فَلَمَّا أَكْثَرَ النَّاسُ فِي التَّصْفِيقِ الْتَفَتَ. When people began to clap louder and more, to alert him that Rasulullah SAW is here, then he slightly turned, not only his whole chest, just his head, and he saw that Rasulullah SAW, فَإِذَا رَسُولُ, he saw Rasulullah SAW standing in the saf. Rasulullah SAW had not commenced his salah, he just came into the saf. فَأَشَارَ إِلَيْهِ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Nabi SAW indicated to him to continue. فَرَفَعَ أَبُو بَكْرٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ يَدَهُ فَحَمِدَ اللَّهُ وَرَجَعَ الْقَهْقَرَى وَرَأَهُ حَتَّى قَامَ فِي الصَّفْ. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was so happy that Rasulullah has come away. He is here now. I don't have to lead the salah. So he just praised Allah and he went backwards. He did not turn with his back facing the Qibla. He walked backwards and he stood into the Saf. فَتَقَدَّمَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ Nabiya Kareem from then went forward, فَصَلَّى لِلنَّاسِ and he performed the Salah. فَلَمَّا فَرَغَ When Rasulullah terminated the Salah, أَقْبَلَ عَلَى النَّاسِ He turned towards the people. فَقَالَ أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ O people, مَا لَكُمْ حِينَ نَابَكُمْ شَيْءٌ فِي الصَّلَاةِ أَخَذْتُمْ فِي التَّسْفِيقِ إِنَّمَا التَّسْفِيقُ لِلنِّسَاءِ Rasulullah addressed the Sahaba, the male Sahaba, and he said, what is the problem with you? That when some matter has occurred in Salah, something went wrong, or there was a problem, something occurred in Salah, then why are you correcting or alerting the Imam by means of clapping your hands? This is only for women. When they have to alert an Imam in Salah, then they will not speak. They will not raise their voices. They won't say Subhanallah. They won't say Alhamdulillah. See how important it is, the voice of a woman. What they will do is, they will just tap their hand to alert the Imam that something is wrong. إِنَّمَا تَسْفِيقُ لِلنِّسَاءِ مَنْ نَابَهُ شَيْءٌ فِي صَلَاتِهِ فَلْيَقُلْ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ Whomsoever, something happens in Salah and he makes an error, a mistake, the people behind him should say Subhanallah. Like how we do in Salah, if the Imam stood up by mistake instead of sitting in At-Tahiyyat, then we say Subhanallah. فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَسْمَعُهُ أَحَدٌ حِينَ يَقُولُ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا التفت. Because when any person who is leading the Salah, when somebody from behind him will say Subhanallah, then obviously he'll turn to see something has happened. Ya Aba Bakrin. So once, the first thing he addressed the Sahaba in general, and he made Islah. This is what you must do. If there's a problem, then this is how you alert the Imam. Don't clap your hand, you must say Subhanallah. Now he addresses Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. Ya Aba Bakr, oh Abu Bakr, tell me, ma mana'aka an tusalliya bin nas hina ashartu ilayk? I indicated to you to continue the salah. What stopped you from leading the salah? Faqala Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. Immediately he says, ma kana yanbaghi libni abi quhafata an yusalliya bin nas bayna yadi rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muttafaqun alayhi. He says, it is not appropriate for the son of Abu Quhafa. His father was Abu Quhafa. Abu Bakr didn't say, it is not appropriate for me, person of me, like me, to lead the salat. He said, the son of Abu Quhafa. This is showing his humility. It is not correct, it is not appropriate for me to lead the salah amidst Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When you are present, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how can I then lead the salah? So this also shows us, first important lesson, reconciliation between two parties. And that's why Rasulullah went there. Then, obviously, if there is some thing that needs to be rectified, the Imam, the leader, should rectify the people and alert them, explain to them the mas'ala, that for men, this is how you will rectify the Imam. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's superiority we see in his hadith, and also his humility. There's just one incident that comes to mind, a very short incident about tasfiq, clapping the hand. When Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullah Ali Jalal Abadi, when he went to visit Cairo, Jamia Azhar, the great institution of Azhar. So the principal day, or the dean, he took Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullah, he was very happy to meet him, and he took him to visit the madrasa. So they, whilst visiting the madrasa, they entered one classroom, and then this dean of that institution, Jamia Azhar, he introduced Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullah to the student that he's a very great personality. He's the principal of his madrasa in India. So all these people began to clap. Now, obviously this is not correct. But Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullah is a visitor. So how is he going to rectify them? When you go, and there's a way of making Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahi al-Munkar, we discussed that previously. You don't just go to somebody's house and start changing things. So then Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullah explained, he gave this part. He said, for men we should say Takbir, Allahu Akbar. Women will say At-Tasfiq li-Nisa, Innama At-Tasfiq li-Nisa. Clapping in this way should be for the woman. Of course, doesn't mean women should applause now if they're going to any function. But this is what he did to make Islam. And immediately all the students said, Allahu Akbar. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to understand. The important lesson today was reconciliation. If you have the ability, the authority to do so, especially if you're a leader, you're an imam, or you're an alim, or even you're a senior person in your family, you can see some jagra taking place, some dispute, try and reconcile. Because if we do not reconcile, It grows larger and larger and larger, it increases, it becomes more severe, and then it is too difficult then to make amends and patch people and bring them together. Islam wants unity from us. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi.